Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Get up on a Friday with me. Hi, Jerry. I think Gemini Moon was here for a while. And Candy, my sweet, sweet girl, who's my angel speak. I am so happy that you are all here. I missed the show, and I wasn't going to put today's show on because I only have about 45 minutes, but I so badly wanted to connect with you to tell you what's going to go on for this next couple weeks. So hi everyone, good morning, and let's wrap up your week, although I might throw on a pop-up show during a weekend, a Saturday evening. So just stay tuned because the wheels are spinning like two Saturdays a month at 7 o'clock. Come join me if you are just watching TV, throwing the popcorn around, really want some interesting subjects and chatter. come join me. And that is in the works right now. Ha ha, I'm surprising you all. So today, I do want to let you know for next week what's going to be happening. This week, I had to take a girlfriend to the hospital, and she had surgery. It turned out perfect. All her angels and guides were with her, and she had a lot of healing from a lot of people. I so appreciate all of the best wishes for her, and she is metaphysical herself, so she loved it. And also, next week, I am going to New York, I think Thursday. So my show's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Monday, you know, it is Susan Z, Queen Z, and I. Tuesday, we've got Jerry Humphreys is going to be traipsing in the house with everything metaphysical you can think of. We'll find out how Jerry's lecture and went on pets and pet communication. He is in England. He's in the UK. And he is a fabulous, unbelievable, astronomical, awesome master teacher of everything that you can fathom. Reiki, he's a hypnotherapist, he's a pet communicator, he goes in through his Indian guides, his pet cards. He does just about everything. I'm so happy I found him. There's not many people like Jerry on this earth plane, and I know everyone who has heard him will agree. I call him my Dumbledore. Wednesday, we've got Gregory Scott. He's also from the UK. He's coming in with the North and South Node. If you don't know what you're here for and what you've been, tune in on Wednesday because he's the astrologist that's going to find it for you. He's got a computer that will compute where you are and what you're here to learn. So I love this show. He did it once for me, and it went over so big, and I'm going to tell you, don't miss it. It's really good. Thursday and Friday, I will be traveling. We are going to start putting some shows up that we have played before, some of our most popular shows, that if you have missed it, you'll get a chance to hear it. So that's new, too, on the agenda. And today, I've got my angel speak with me, so I'm going to get to her since we have a short period of time. We'll get to the phone lines very soon. But Candy, are you there?
Hi. Everybody today.
Hi. Oh, my God. Welcome back. I should say welcome back to everyone. But we are going to start the show with a happy birthday. And this is, this is a special happy birthday to a very beautiful black cat that has been missing for a year. And today is April Fool's, his birthday.
He would have been 11 today, or he is 11 today, depending upon if he's still on the earthly plane or if he's in heaven. But today he's 11.
Well, you know, 11 is a master number, so don't give up. And we've got the pet guy in chat, so you can actually ask him. So we're going to sing happy birthday to Percy, but what I want to tell you is, I am retiring, and I'm not going to be doing any more shows.
Well, that is such an April Fool's. I didn't even fall for that. I mean, I can't even begin to fall for that one.
April Fool's! Let's go, and then we'll get to the audience, because I want to bring up a little bit about what our talk is going to be for the next couple weeks, because it's going to be sparse shows with me going to New York. But stay tuned because everybody will be in tune to when I am going to be here and when my shows that are pre-recorded are going to play. So if you tune in Monday through Thursday, you're going to hear a show, whether it's live or pre-recorded. Anyway, let's start with happy birthday to Percy. Are you ready?
Okay.
You better try to keep up with me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Mwah. Percy, anyway, today we're talking. Go ahead. Today we're talking about souls, where souls go. We'll be traipsing this field for a little while till spirit tells me to move on. But we want everyone's opinion. We want to know what you think. When we leave and shed this physical body, our soul, which is who we are, goes home. So when it goes home, right from the time it leaves, I want to know from the audience where they think our souls go. But because, and you can take it as far as, well, we go to the halls of justice, we rest, you know, anything that you believe, because your soul is ringing out to tell you. Candy, what, before we hit the phone lines, and we have a short show today, so I want to keep this brief, but how, what do you think about where, when we shed this body, we go? And why?
Well, I believe we first go through like a light, and we are greeted by a loved one who helps us the rest of the way through. I was actually able to, I was granted, a friend of mine trans channels, and I was actually granted the ability to go in and see my Akashic record. And what I believe is when we get to that point, the next point is we actually, there's a long table. What I saw was a long table with, like, I couldn't read it. It was like hieroglyphics and stuff like that, because I believe I couldn't read it because I'm still in this earthly plane and in this earthly body. I saw that, and then in front of that was five white steps that went up to a door, and then you're allowed to go through this door, and there was actually like a podium with a book in there. And you open it, and then you can see what your soul has done before and up to where you are. But what I was brought to was, when I opened my book, I didn't see my past life. I was brought to this lifetime at the age of 3, at my third birthday, with my dad holding me. And my dad was actually there. And then I was shown what my symbols are and what they actually meant.
Wow.
So I believe that you actually, when you do pass from this earthly body, that you're able to actually go up and read your planning table to see what you put down, this and that, and the different outs and this and that. And then you are then allowed to go up and read and see what your soul has done in the past.
That's really interesting.
Then you're able to come back down to your table and write for the next thing if you want to go, or you go to a healing place, or if you don't want to come back down, you write in that you know that you're done learning there, or what's that. But I also believe that you go in front of the Council of 13.
Wow, it's so funny how we all metaphysically think about the same thing, and it just is a matter of words. So I love, and that's why I like everyone to get involved in this. I am so excited when I hear how people and how we all know that we're here as Earth School. And that I just talked to a friend of mine who said, which is really interesting, she's a dolphin healer, very high vibration. I also think she was a teacher, I'm sure, in a past life. She was, she gave me the name of it. It's either Princess Josephine or it's an angel, so I can't be princess, but it's something. And she gave me a mantra. She said, everybody should understand that if they look at life as a maze, you wake up, it's an obstacle course. And it's until you love the thrill of the obstacle course that you actually understand yourself. And I love that, because isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. That archangel you're talking about is actually Archangel Josaphael.
Okay, so maybe that is, Can you tell us, I know that I'm probably asking, you've got nothing in front of you, but do you know what that angel rocks, the color and what she stands for? Is it
right off the head, I don't. I can get back to you later with that.
But yeah, because I want to send it to her.
This one keeps coming up a lot. And she also works with Archangel Christian, so they're kind of like together.
Okay.
So I'll look that up for you later.
Okay, I would love that. But I have to tell you, I want to explain what those words mean for anybody. And I know Jay, who's listening, and of course Gemini Moon and Jerry would understand that. that if we don't, that we're here, we're not here to have a smooth course. If we were, we wouldn't be here. We are here, we could be here to aid others, but it doesn't mean our course is going to be smooth. And if the minute we look at, wow, this is fun, this is a lesson, this is things I've got to get through, and you embrace every day as different, and that obstacle course, it really, if you look at it and you navigate it, and that's what you have to do, life, is navigate it, that it can be so exhilarating and profound that the lessons at the end of the course, when we go, will be amazing. And so I love that because, see, I'm not a great obstacle course person, but I know life is a obstacle course. And so I do love that. I also feel really strongly that we, when we leave our body, we go to a room, and that we are able to either look over our life and what we've done and how well mm-hmm. we've done with the I really believe our record, you know, when you go up there, your records are in there, and you're mm-hmm. meeting with your angels or whoever, whatever guide is taking you to that. And then I believe that after some conversation, we go into that Council of 12, and that, and right. they actually help us. Yeah, open our Akashic records, take a look, see what we've accomplished also in this life, whether we accomplished what our soul came down here to do, and what kind of, and I believe then we reconnect with our loved ones, our soul family that have come to get us or have come down to help us, and we see mm-hmm. all of what we're supposed to be to each other, and what we've accomplished with that. So, and then I love the idea, and I feel very strongly about the decompression mode, which is that your soul creates where you mm-hmm. want to heal. And if you want to heal in a beautiful English garden with fountains all around and white llamas, little baby white llamas and pygmy llamas and right. zebras, that we are able to do that. And then when we're ready to face and look at what we have come through, done, and been, then we also then can go back and see if another life is meant for us. So I just right. can't wait to get to that, because obviously in this life I'm not having any pygmy white llamas. So
and,
I am going to...
Also on top of that, I also believe in what they call the Rainbow Bridge. It's yes. a place where the animals go to wait for their master. You know, they're humans.
Yeah, I do. I would hope, and I'm going to throw this out for everybody. I think that there's no difference between animal souls and our soul. We're all one. Yep. So they came as animals.
Right.
And
right.
I feel that we see them going across that rainbow bridge as what we felt, the unconditional love, and that pet that we had comes and gets us. But when we see, they can mm-hmm. really reincarnate into a tiger, a tree, a person, different galaxies. And I love that. Or they can stay an animal and heal in the kingdom. So I just love that we get the choice and that we are able to navigate our soul's growth. And I love that. And Source yep. has always allowed us to do that. And that's our free will. We don't have much of it. We have free will when we get down here. And I always say that's time. So, and that's going to be the next thing. What do you think is free will? What do you think we have? What's free will mean on this earth plane?
It's the decisions you make.
And do you think we have any course that we have to accomplish? Because if not, we came with no map.
Well, yes, there's a course that we are mapped out to do, but sometimes the decisions we make a left turn or we make a right turn with it instead of making the straight line like we wrote in.
Right. Well, I think we're saying the same thing. If you take a left or a right lane, and I loved Mark Anthony gave this example on the show. He said that when we have life, you know, your life journey has certain things you have to accomplish. That's a given. It's called mm-hmm. fate. It's called karma. And we have to bring that into our life fold. Now, how we get there can be five different ways. I always say you can go easy, you can go hard, you can go the lazy way, or you can actually jog there. But at the end of those roads is the same road. It just depends on how you got there. And that's where I think we have free will. It's not where what we're going to accomplish. It's how we're going to get there to accomplish. So I love that too. And I hope that everybody listening kind of hears and either, you know, learn something or tell me what you think. I am going to, we do have a caller, Candy. I'm going to pick up. So let's pick up 518. You're on with Bonnie and Candy. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. My name is Melissa. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Well, let me hear. So you heard our conversation. What do you think after we shed our earthly body? You can either pick two subjects, one of two. When we shed our earthly body, where do you think and what do you think we go to and how? Where do you think we go and why? Or you can take the root of our journey in this life. How do you think we actually learn our life lessons?
Oh, boy. I think once we pass, I think our spirit goes somewhere, whether you want to call it heaven.
I love the word heaven. You could use heaven. We can name it anything, but heaven is a beautiful thought in my mind.
Because I think I've had some experiences in my life where loved ones have passed, and like a couple months after they passed, like radio would go on, make a noise, and it wouldn't be on. You know,
absolutely.
So I think they're still around. I think they still, you know, see what's going on and they try to help us.
Absolutely. So when we shed our earthly bodies and we go up to heaven, do you have any predisposed notion or do you have any feeling of what our soul needs to go through after we leave our body? Because we're a weighted body here. We're weighted here. Souls are all around. So do you have any idea? Do you think we go and we review our life? Do you think we connect with our loved ones? What do you think we do first?
Probably review our life and see maybe how we could have done better.
Yeah, don't you hate that? Because, you know, I always make mistakes. So you know what's going to happen? I'm going to get up to those pearly gates and they're going to go, Bonnie, over here. Your lessons are over here. So, yes, I agree. So what can we do for you? I know you've been just chatting with us, and unless there's anything you'd like us to know about you and how you feel, then just fire away what you'd like to know.
I accepted a job offer just recently. I just want to know if that was the right choice for me.
Well, you know, I'm always talking, so I'm going to ask my angel speak lady right here, Candy, who's fabulous. She's in the ethers, in the clouds, and loves the word heaven. So, okay, Candy, you're on.
Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
Hi, Candy. Good, Candy. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. First of all, can I ask how old you are, please?
I'm 45.
45?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is a very powerful number there, right there, that you're in. So you're actually making some changes. What you're in is like where they start the midlife crisis. But it's not really a crisis. It's just where things change. And this new job is going to bring you up more than you were.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you're going to be happier. I feel the job workspace is very clear. I feel happiness there. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm. I haven't started yet, so.
But that's what you feel around it, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. When do you start?
April 11th.
Oh, that's a good day, too.
It's a master number. 11. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a master number. I feel you're going to do really good here. I feel there's going to be a lot of people, and I also feel that there's going to be one lady there that you are going to make a lifelong friend with.
Uh-huh.
And I just feel good things about there. Barney?
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, well, first of all, that you got a job is fabulous. Working is where it's at right now. And mm-hmm. I feel you know that. You're starting on a fabulous angel master number, which is 11. You can look it up.
Mm-hmm.
And April is beautiful. It is absolutely, you know, March goes in like a lion and out like a lamb. April showers bring May flowers. This
yes.
is what spirit's bringing me. So to me, if April showers bring May flowers, to me, the start of something new brings joy, happiness, and more prosperity to come. So I think it's a great month to start. You're starting in the Aries, which means that it's a fire starter. You're going to, you know, take off and run. I think you're trepidatious, and I think it's because you doubt yourself and everything. So I think trusting is where your lesson for this lifetime, probably trusting not other people so much as yourself, because I feel that if you go in with gangbusters, if you look at the job as your Aries, you're the god of war, but not of mean war, but of, hey, I'm going to do it, I'm going to get it, I'm going to go for it. And you just say, I can do it. Why would I assume anyone else could do it better? And you really put your thoughts into it. You know you're going to do fabulous. And just go in with no fear, girlfriend, because every sign is there for you. Okay?
Melissa?
Yes?
Do bluebells mean anything to you?
Bluebells?
Mm-hmm.
Not all can.
Okay, I'm going to go in another route with it. Do you hear like little tinkles, like little bells ringing once in a while?
My dogs have dog tags on.
Okay. That's because I kept seeing, first they brought me bluebells, which is like a flower, and they look like a kind of like a little bell. And then I wrote down ring and bells, and then I thought...
Wow.
And the other thing I wrote down is yellow. Do you see a lot of yellow around you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Use that. Sun. I love the color yellow. It's my favorite color. Actually, all the colors are my favorite color. Black and white are my favorite non-colors, but yellow is what my room was growing up. Yellow is the color of the sun. It is the color of strength, warmth, and wonderful things. So you're a really warm person. You have a lot of rich golden aura around you is what probably Candy's seeing. Is that what you're seeing, Candy? Yellow around her?
Yeah, I also see Metatron around her. I see Archangel Metatron around you a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So use the power of all of what we're saying. Get yourself a yellow citron. You know, I love the power and the healing of crystals. It's interesting because somebody just gave me one the other day, and I see people moving in it already. But it's called a recorder stone. So I do feel like they're showing me citrine for you. So if you look up, you can go get Judy Hall's if you don't have it, or you can just look when you get to the store. Book of crystals. It's the Bible for crystals, it says, or something.
I have that book.
Yeah, I've had, you know, I can't keep it, Candy, because I keep giving it away. It doesn't want to stay here. Go ahead.
Melissa, what's your puppy's name?
I have two, Grover and Sullivan.
Grover and Sullivan. It feels like the one that's named Grover stays around you more than the other one.
Yeah.
That is your angel puppy. That is your puppy that's there to help, like, with your emotions and things.
Okay.
Is it heavier than the other one?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's a little bit lighter.
Okay, because you know when then your emotions are probably pretty good, except for the for not trusting. Yeah, because most times, it's cats usually. Cats that eat your emotions away, usually when they're in your presence and you feel good, your cats tend to take your emotional, problems with them. And they that's what they're there to do. And a lot of them gain weight because of that. So I can tell you, it's interesting when they're there for you emotionally. So, well, I guess it's only if you have an eating addiction, actually, like if food is important to you. Because I do know some cats, I know they're very thin owners, and the cats are huge, and I always wonder why. And when I talk to pet, you know, psychics and myself, that, you know, they say they're eating your emotional worries away. Well, what do you do when you're emotional? Most people eat or don't eat. So the eating ones. Mm-hmm. The cats are usually huge, so look around and see that.
Right, and another thing that's important is you also need to clean their chakras for them, to clean their energy off for them, because they can't do this. They're also taking on their energy and our energy. I found out the hard way with my dog, and I didn't do it until it was way too late, and I don't know. I just want to, you know, tell people that do have angel chugs that they need to clean their chakras too.
Okay.
And so we hope we helped you. We know you're going to start your new job. You know that you are absolutely going to do really well because you're going to put your best foot forward. You're not going to have any insecurities about yourself.
Okay.
And you are going to rock. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you,
Melissa. Have a great day, Melissa.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I just love that. And you know what's so crazy is I've got to tell everybody, and I want to, since Jerry's on, I'm hoping he's hearing this. One of the people, healer, who's going to be on the show, sent me via somebody a crystal. What's funny is he said he was looking through his crystals, and this one said, me, send me. And it is a clear, it looks almost like a celadine, but it's called a recorder. And it records time. Do you know anything about it? Because when I looked in,
I don't know a lot about them, but I've heard about them. They record time, life, space, and so there's actually some people that can just like touch them and actually read and tell you what's being in there.
Well, I will tell you, and Jerry's on, so I wish he was, you know, he was on so he could actually tell me. The thing is that it's interesting because when I looked in it, I thought, oh, he said there was a pyramid in it. And I looked and I saw a man like in like a robe, like on the side walking towards the pyramid. And he was walking. I could see him. And so I wrote him. I texted him, hey, I see a man. And he goes, keep going. And then I saw a boat going across a river. And I thought, wow, I wonder if it picked me, if the stone picked me, because it's trying to tell me, it's recording, telling me what my time, I was, who I was. And it's really interesting. I haven't looked at it this morning. Then I saw a face. That's why I saw a huge face. And it looked like an Indian, you know, like if an Indian looked in one of those mirrors that were like distorted where the nose was real big and the teeth came out. Yeah. It looked like one of those, and it had a band around. That's why I knew it was an Indian, a French, American, whatever, but it was Cherokee, Lakota, Indian. And its teeth were like the biggest teeth I ever saw, and it was chattering. It was trying to talk to me. I've got
to
put this down. So I did put it down, and I thought I have to meditate with it today, but I have so much rocking and rolling, and it's going to be interesting when I actually try to meditate, Candy. Don't laugh, Jerry, with this stone. So, but I don't know what – it looked like the boat was crossing, and I was getting the fig. It was either the Tigris or the Nile. So it's really interesting. I've never had that. So when I wrote him, he said, I need to hear all the tidbits. But when I looked in the stone, there was a man's face. So it's really
Jerry
crazy.
Jerry says it's leading you on a new journey of discovery.
Oh,
and I also wrote down that that's an ascended master. Maybe if you get a good look at that one man, and you go through the pictures of the ascended masters, you're going to figure out which one it is.
You mean the one with the big teeth or the one that stood on the side?
The one that stood on the side.
I know. He looked like a pharaoh. He looked like a I'm going to have to go through. I wonder which ascended master was a pharaoh, or at least not a pharaoh, because it wouldn't be ascended master, but around and helping at that time, because it looked so much like Egyptian robe, like a long robe, mm-hmm. with something. It actually looked like, if it was a boy, a girl, it would look like that hat that, what's her name, that goddess wore, Isis.
Right.
But it was a male, right. I think, so.
I just feel if you ask him to, show him his face more, he will, and then you can go through the pictures of the ascended masters and pick it out.
Oh, I love that. Well, talking about it, and that's why, we're doing this today, I do resonate so much with crystals, except that I can't keep them straight because they have all these crazy names. So yeah. I just know, and what's really funny is when he sent this crystal to me, the crystals that I resonate with the most are clear, which is selenite,
right.
Recorder, clear prism crystals. I don't know why, and I'm drawn to clear and pearl. So it's white, clear crystal. I love all the colors, and I have plenty of them. But, and he also sent me a stone that was from, he mined from somewhere that had ruby and something else, and that ruby happens mm-hmm. to be my birthstone in July. So it was pretty cool.
Jerry says, in the pyramid, there are many tunnels that will lead you to the chamber of reward. He will show you the way.
Oh, I
That's
love
awesome.
That. What did he say? Back off him.
Pardon me?
What did you just say at the end?
I said, "That's awesome."
Oh, I heard back off him, and I'm like, well, I'm not trying to push him. But wow, oh my goodness. Anyway, Jerry, I love that because see, I just don't know, and I've heard of recorders, but I've never, when I looked in them, seen what I've looked in now. So can you tell me? Do you meditate with it, or do you just stare into it, crying?
What you do is you meditate it. And you put it in your hands, and you rub your hands over it, and it'll tell you a story. Because
oh,
there's like,
I love it.
Isn't there like little bumps in there?
No, it's just a clear, like long tube crystal with the inside. So it looks like, do you ever see a hologram and a crystal? Mm-hmm. They sell them. Mm-hmm. You could put the cat in there or a, my dad has a picture of his face. Somebody made a hologram of my poor daddy, and who I loved to death.
Just meditate and run your fingers over them, because a lot of times they'll have like little bumps. Maybe you're not recognizing them yet, but where those little bumps are, there's a story. Jerry says that's right.
Okay. Well, you know what, Jerry?
You need
you're going
to
have to teach
with
me.
It.
Jerry,
for Bonnie to meditate, this is going to take.
Oh, yes. It's going to take a miracle. Maybe that's what it's telling me. I'm going to have a miracle, which I do anyway all the time. But I know, Candy, we were talking about we pulled angel cards because that is what you do.
Right.
You speak to the angels, you speak through the angels, and you speak to us from the angels. So what do you have for us today? We only have a few minutes left here. So
okay. Last night I asked for like a message for the
Thank
show
you,
today.
Jerry.
Or, bring the cards or whatever. And what I saw was angel number 452. That number indicates that your faith, trust, positive affirmations, prayers, wishes have manifested the changes you are undergoing in your life. These changes will assist you with fulfilling aspects of your life purpose. So, that
can
must
you,
mean... A lot
can
of people
you,
out there are changing.
Can you add up the numbers 452? Because I'm into numbers, and Jerry probably is too. So 4, 5 is 9. 10, 11.
Right.
It's a master number. It's a master number from the angels. 11. Jerry, can you?
And
you know?
We just had that a few minutes ago with Melissa.
Yeah. So, oh my goodness, read that card again. Melissa's still listening. Read that card again, please.
Okay. Angel number 42 indicates that your faith, trust, positive affirmation, prayers, wishes
have manifested the changes you are undergoing in your life. These changes will assist you with fulfilling aspects of your life purpose and will also lead to a wonderful opportunity and experiences.
Wow. So here's the opportunity, Melissa, and the experiences that you're going to get through this position. Is that crazy? Because you said it was for somebody on the show. But I'm telling you.
For somebody on the show, but it also affirms a lot of stuff that's going on in my life, too. So it must be a lot of people are going through different changes.
Yeah. And, you know, here I'm going to end with a card, and it's not ending the show, but I, you know, because I've been gone all this week and I have, I'm rearranging the show, everyone. I'm going to explain that in a couple minutes, but so I hope everybody's going to stay with me. I have much more guests. I have lots of light to bring, and we're going to just toss up the show, and I am going to start a night show. Be ready, Candy. I just pulled a card that I want everybody to know for the weekend, and this is from the Archangel Michael deck. And it is eternal love. Help me perceive all the love that surrounds me so that I can feel safe receiving, expressing, and giving love. And it's the most beautiful angel sitting there. It reminds me of the Hermit card, actually. And eternal love is something very hard to one receive. Some people, they don't feel worthy of receiving that. And giving, okay? Because eternal love, to me, comes unconditionally, and it means that somebody's going to love you, some pet, some friend, anyone, that your guides and masters love you eternally. But people here on earth, eternal love takes some time and work, even though I think it's unconditional love, and that's even harder, because eternal love means you love somebody for everything they are, which is what unconditional, you know, love means here on this earth plane. And a lot of us, including, you know, we all come with baggage, we all come with issues, we all come with beauty and peace and love, but we all come for a reason. And it's not easy to always love somebody unconditionally. And that's what I think we're here to really learn. When we do actually achieve that on this earth plane, I think there's other things we're going to do. I think we're going to go discover the galactic federation, and we're going to go to different places and different things, because we'll have already conquered eternal unconditional love. It is not an easy concept, because we all love with conditions. Even me, who says I love unconditionally, the only ones that don't, I think, love conditionally, that love unconditionally is our pets, because they're here for us, by us, through us, and it's us who teaches them. So I believe that the only real, true, unconditional love, even if you have the best love in the whole world on this earth plane, and many of us do, there's always some conditions like that are expected, I should say. So I know that when our great masters walked the earth, they were unconditional love. So, you know, I always feel my dad was unconditional love. But if I think about it, he tried to guilt me into doing things. So that means he was conditionally. But he always loved me anyway. But I just want to say, we have a minute left. I want to thank everybody, including you, Candy. You know, it was a short show, but I had to get back into the show. I couldn't take it. So, in fact, I might even throw up a pop show Saturday night at 7 o'clock if I can. So please stay tuned. If not, it will be part of my agenda coming in April and May. And we just got so many cool, positive healers and peeps coming. And I'm just so excited. So I want to thank you, Candy, because you're a big, intricate part of the show, as well as Jerry and everybody else and all my chatters, my listeners, and my callers. Without you, we wouldn't be doing what service we are here to do. And we love when you participate with us, because you are all gifted, we're all talented, and we all understand that we evolve in different energy, on at different times and energies. And for us to be able to share with each other is a blessing and honor, and I thank you for being with me, all of you. So I hope to see you back here Monday at 1 o'clock, unless I throw up a pop-up show this Saturday. So have a great weekend, and please keep either... download my shows. I'm on iTunes. You can go into iTunes and the podcast button and take me anywhere. All of the people on the show, there's 400 shows that are listed on my podcast. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. Also, please go to my website, BonnieAlbersOnAir.com, and also visit Candy's website. Candy, tell them how to visit. We have 10 seconds left.
www.candiceplotter.com.
And please visit us. We do this for a living, and we hope to see you and hear from you again. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye, Candy. Bye, Jerry.
Bye.
Bye, Gemini Moon. Bye, everyone. Bye, guests. Bye.